Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. Mike Campbell here, my beautiful wife Jada there.
Good morning, everybody. It's a good morning. I caught Mike drinking coffee when I clicked the button. So
yes, that's right. I had to cut that gulp short. So I just thought I'd grab me a little bit more. And I tell you what, life is good. It's just, how good is it, Jada?
It is really good. It is full. It is wonderful. Being in the life of Christ is where you want to be.
That's right.
There's peace. There's
Man,
joy. There's,
come on.
There's comfort.
There's hope.
There's hope. There's love. There's grace and mercy.
Come on.
Come
golly,
on.
Geez, we could just
and
keep going.
There's the anointing. And that's what we're talking about.
We sound like Beaver. I'll leave it to Beaver. Golly, geez, Wally.
Golly, geez, Wally. I was just a little too young for that, just by a few years.
Thanks, Jada. Anyway, we're talking about anointed for life. This never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
And you can't outgrow it because you've got it working in you, through you, and with you if you are a Christian. You are anointed. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do. You got that verse of scripture?
I do have it. It says John 14:12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father.
Oh, man. He's gone to the Father, and he said when he went to the Father, I'll pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter, another paracletos, one just like the original. Glory to God.
That's right.
And so remember, when that same Holy Spirit whom Jesus prayed the Father would send to us, when that Holy Spirit came on him, he began to do the works that he did, which was teaching, preaching, and healing.
Right.
Jesus was absolutely used by the Spirit of God with the power of God. And that same power now abides on us.
Right. So Jesus in John 14 in the upper room, he explains what's going to happen where it says, and I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
Right.
And that's what we're going to see as right. well in the future.
And the Bible says that you have an anointing from the Holy One. You absolutely have it. Verse number 27, I think it is, of First John chapter 2, says it like this, but the anointing which you've received from him abides in you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that anointing. He's
right.
in you. All right. He's working upon you. But now why did God give you the anointing? Well, I think we find the beginning of that answer along with John 14:12, where he said, the works I do, you'll do. We go to Matthew 28.
Yes. In Matthew 28, it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the
Yes.
Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And you see here that he's saying, I have the authority. God has given me authority through the anointing that I received to do these things.
Yes.
And he's saying, now go forth because I'm now transferring that authority to you. And then once again, there's several scriptures later that says you have the anointing. So this is what he's done is he's had to transfer it to us through the Holy Spirit so that we can do the works that he did.
Now, he didn't leave us undone.
No.
Because not only did he give us the authority, but he also gave us the empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And that empowerment is a very important important thing. You want to read one more there?
I'll read one more because it goes along with it. Mark 16:15-18. We may not go that far. And then he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe.
Preaching,
all that.
Preaching
yeah.
is part of what you do right. by the anointing.
Right.
And listen, we're not talking about standing behind a pulpit on Sunday. We're talking about proclaiming to the world. When you start speaking about the Lord and you start speaking the word of God, the anointing empowers you. And those words suddenly carry a different weight. It begins to have an effect and an impact on people. Have you ever been talking to someone about the Lord and tears, they get tears. Mm-hmm. See, it's because the words you're speaking are penetrating their heart by the anointing.
Right.
You're speaking truth, number one. Don't lie. Always speak the truth. Speak right. the truth in love. Speak the word of God. And then while you're doing that, God begins to move on their hearts. That anointing begins to penetrate their hearts so that they become ready to make a decision to follow the Lord.
You know, there's a perfect example of, you know, don't be ashamed of talking about the Lord in public. Like when you're in a restaurant and you guys are talking about the Lord, don't whisper if you weren't going to whisper when you were talking about the ball game, you know, because it's going to affect other people. For instance, you and I were eating with another couple in a restaurant and we were talking about the Lord, just regular conversation, talking about the Lord, Lee and Linda. And we were just sharing and we were just excited. And this waitress, she finally came over and she said, "You guys are talking about Jesus?" We said, "Yes." She said, "I'm a new believer and I'm trying to read the Bible, but I don't know where to start." That's just great. Because she heard us talking about Jesus, we got to pour into this young lady who was a new believer. She was waiting for her opportunity. I noticed that she was kind of hovering besides the times that she was waiting on us. And she finally came over and asked some questions and we were able to share with her. Don't be ashamed of the gospel.
That's right.
Don't be ashamed of sharing with friends and do it as often as possible. Because when you do that, people listen. They listen to what you're talking about and they want to be encouraged. So when we're talking about the works that we're going to do, like Jesus said, we're going to do the same works and even greater works. Well, it says here, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, preaching, baptize, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. It doesn't say
all that
preachers, teachers, and prophets.
Right.
It doesn't say apostles. Doesn't say evangelists are going to do this. It says those who believe.
That's right. Come on, Jay.
Those who believe in my name will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And that's the preaching, teaching, and healing.
That's right.
That Jesus did.
Because remember, Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed. How'd he do it? Some he spoke to, some he laid hands on. Remember, got some clay one time, spit in it, rubbed it in the man's eyes. Another time he laid a hand on a casket. Kid came back to life. I mean, come on, people. The power of God is at work upon you and in you. And this is very important and significant to every one of us in the body of Christ, because you're not speaking of your own accord.
Wow.
That's why he said, when you open your mouth, he'll give you words to fill it. Power-packed, action-packed, words of life that cause a dead man to come back to life.
You know, you don't know who's in hearing range from you.
That's right.
That you don't know if somebody's listening and needing some words of life. They need some encouragement. They need something that will pick them up. And like I said, that young waitress, she finally wanted to come over and ask questions. What if it had been a non-believer? And we're talking about the Lord and we're talking with joy and peace and overcome with just all kinds of excitement of what's going on in our lives. And they hear that and they feel that. And they're like, I want some of that. So be sure that you are speaking the word of God.
You're exactly right, Jay. And I remember that night. That was so exciting when she said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just passed through the coffee shop the other day through the drive-thru and, began to talk to a lady about the Lord. And she's not a believer. But I got.
But she
to
was
share.
Excited about your traveling.
Oh
and
man, I told her
gospel.
When I was going. She said, "What are you getting?" And I said, "I'm getting ready to go to Ghana, man. We're gonna preach the gospel. We're gonna talk to pastors about starting churches." And I mean, and she said, "Wow, that's exciting." So listen to me. This is the great day of an open door, an effective door to preach the gospel. People are looking for answers, and you have it. All right.
You have it.
So we'll pick this up again tomorrow. We've run out of time.
Yes, that's right.
Father, thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you for this day. The word's alive and powerful. Thank you for what you're doing in us, through us, and with us. And Father, let us be what we need to be for all people. Let us speak boldly the word of God and stretch forth our hands to heal. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow button somewhere down there so that you can get your family members and your friends to get connected with Mike Campbell Ministries, PM in the AM. Make sure you check out our podcast that we have out there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Well, be sure and join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Anointed for Life on PM in the AM. God bless, everybody.
God bless.